Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back to the stage NCBA President-elect J.D. Alexander.
If you're not at the table, you risk being on the menu. It's certainly an honor to be here today among my fellow cattlemen and cattlewomen. This record attendance is reflective of the enthusiasm that we all share for the U.S. cattle industry. I'd like to introduce a gentleman here, Mr. Jess Womack. Jess, would you come out, please? Jess is from San Antonio, and I'm going to refer to Jess as number 6,836, as Jess is the individual that broke the all-time attendance record for the NCBA National Convention. Yes. All right. And I'm also proud to say that this is a first-time attendance for Jess. So this is what's really enthusiastic to see the young people coming back to the industry. When asked why I became NCBA president, the answer is really quite simple, and it stems from one core belief. If you're not at the table, you risk being on the menu. If you want a voice, if you want to make a difference, if you want to ensure your family operation stays within the family, you need to step up to the plate, get off the sidelines, and become actively involved in your industry. You all understand that simply by the fact that you are here today in Nashville, taking advantage of shaping the direction of not only the industry, but your organization. Because of the partnership between our state affiliates and your national association, we managed to prevent our industry from being the main course at the big government cafe. Despite attempts from out-of-control agencies in Washington, D.C., we were able to take the steam out of the GPSA rule, force EPA to backtrack on any more talk about doubling the dust standard. We almost were unable to even drive down a county road in our countries. Stop the Department of Transportation from requiring all of us to have commercial driver's license. These and so many more, we were able to represent you and be at the table. This partnership, this grassroots process, is the shining star of the industry. You have a voice, and it is being heard loud and clear. 2012 will be no different. I pledge to you, my top priority as your president, is to do all I can do to build the demand for beef and producer profitability. This can only be accomplished if we are allowed to operate without government intervention, and most importantly, if decisions are made to ensure the future generations of our families can take over our businesses. Our industry is in serious danger if should-be illegal laws are allowed to stifle the next generation. The death tax is the biggest deterrent for young producers to return to our industry. This is an outdated tax that actually stems back to World War I. I'll repeat that. It stems back to World War I. What we need now are jobs, a stable economy, and food for an ever-growing global population. Leaving the next generation to choose a life they love or the inability to pay for the estate tax is not something we will tolerate. We'll be working extremely hard to get a permanent fix on this situation. When trade works, the world wins. Our value increases as much as $250 a head, and consumers from sea to shining sea have the access to safe, nutritious beef. The biggest success of 2011 was undoubtedly the passage of the three free trade agreements with Colombia, Panama, and South Korea. Although Bill Donald loves to take all the credit for this, believe me, he'll tell me, "Hey, big fella, I got these free trade agreements. What are you going to do in your presidency?" So, well, Bill, we're going to be working on that and continuing to do it. It took years of work and persistence to actually get this accomplished. We must be at the table to shape the menu of these global customers and ensure implementation of these agreements. We must continue to urge for sound science to shape the import standards of our global partners. Our beef from cattle of all ages is safe, period. While global trade policies are important, so is domestic trade agreements. We must work with our own elected officials and government agencies to ensure we do not put policies in place, some of which were actually implemented by the Farm Bill, that could cause retaliation from our partners. Instead of appealing the World Trade Organization's ruling on country of origin labeling, we must work with the USTR, Congress, and others to push for WTO compliance. ...2012 will be a key election year. What we will do is try and influence and elect members of Congress who have a little cow sense. We'll do all we can do to elect officials who actually understand the importance of the cattle industry. Our PAC Political Action Committee is gaining momentum. I want to thank each and every one of you who have participated in it last night. We had a great event and earned a fair amount of money. I also want to remind you that you do have another chance to get a commemorative container that just happens to have the initials of the name JD on it. This beautiful container can be yours and also the contents that go with it by contributing to the PAC. So I would encourage you to do so if you have not done yet. What we are hoping to do, people, is in this election is more than likely going to be the most important, at least in my lifetime, and I would suggest possibly yours. We need to reshape the face of Washington, D.C. You know, before I conclude, I would be very remiss if I didn't recognize one of the industry's most staunch advocates, a man that believes in compromise, but a man of principle, and who will not jeopardize the organization nor the industry. I have big boots to fill, and I may need to grow a little ponytail back here. But I'd ask you to put our hands together and show gratitude for Mr. Bill Donald. Bill? This summer, Bill and I had a meeting, and we had a little afternoon free time. So we had a chance to either go horseback riding or motorcycle riding. Now, I know it's hard to envision me on horseback, but I tell you, Bill Donald on a motorcycle is just flat out dangerous, I think, folks. So we went horseback riding, having a nice ride, and all of a sudden, Bill got a little too close to a tree and got knocked off. I expected Bill to bounce right back up and get back on the horse. He didn't, so I go back, and Bill is in obvious pain. And I asked Bill, where's it hurt? He said, oh, it really hurts. I mean, it hurts bad. And he went, it is just tremendous pain. And he goes, oh, the pain is excruciating. Well, you know, Bill Donald, he's got quite a vocabulary. So when he said excruciating pain, I thought we were in trouble. So I go and get help. We get him loaded up, take him to the emergency room of the hospital. And I'm thinking, how am I going to tell Betsy what went on? Pretty soon, the emergency room doctor came out. And he said, oh, we got your friend diagnosed. He'll be out in no time. And I said, what's wrong? He had a broken index finger. And geez, come on, Bill. As your president for the upcoming year, I commit to you that I will give it all I have. We certainly have our work cut out for us for the next 12 months. Working together with our affiliates, we'll be at the table and off the menu, and we'll continue to engage our members of Congress. Working together with our qualified state beef councils, we will continue to work with the federations, building demand, and capitalize on the educational opportunities afforded you by your affiliation with NCBA. We will build on the successes of 2011. Ladies and gentlemen, 2012 will go down as one of the best years to be a cattleman. Thank you.